This is KUT. Each year, hundreds of volunteers spend a day on the streets of Austin to get an accurate tally of the city's homeless population. The survey is called the Point in Time Count. KUT's Kate Gretzinger reports this year's results show slight progress over last year.
Volunteers with Ending Community Homelessness Coalition held this year's count on January 28th. The group counted 2,036 people. Around two-fifths of the people counted were sleeping on the streets, about two-fifths were in shelters, with the rest in transitional housing. And overall, the number of people experiencing homelessness was down by about 100 people this year. Ann Howard is Executive Director of Ending Community Homelessness.
Certainly the direction we want to go is downward.
Howard says while the drop is only about 5% of the overall population, there is more good news buried in the data.
The number of folks who are experiencing chronic homelessness dropped 28% from last year, and that is significant. And that does reflect this community working so hard.
While the overall number was down, that wasn't true for downtown Austin. The urban core has the highest number of homeless people and saw an increase this year. Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo represents much of that area.
We are moving in the right direction, but we still have tremendous need. I know, though, as a community, we can come together and make sure that no Austinite has to call a street or a park their home.
Tovo called on the city and private donors to provide resources for housing, like the city was able to do last year in finding homes for veterans as part of a federal grant program. Howard, with Ending Community Homelessness, says that and other success stories can be attributed to the collaborative efforts of local agencies.
We started coordinated assessment the end of 2014. So I think we're starting to see the benefits of the community working together, acting as one, using a shared data set, and prioritizing the most vulnerable.
Howard says the next step is increasing the city's ability to help people in need. She says there are plenty of people eligible for services and housing, but there aren't open slots available. Kate Gretzinger, KUT News.